online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at one, here's Tom Harrigan.
It's thought every other woman in Britain has been sexually harassed at some time in their lives. This is going on a new poll. Barry has this report for KM FM.
Some guys behind me were grabbing my bum. Boys felt it was okay to vulgarly talk about what they would like to do.
More people are sharing their experiences after the Harvey Weinstein claims shed a spotlight on the issue. 55% of women and 22% of men in a poll of 1,000 say they've been sexually harassed. Hannah was a victim at uni.
I see school kids in the street getting honked at.
A third of women say it's happened at work, and campaigner Gina Martin says the line's not hard to find.
If someone makes you feel uncomfortable or like they're using power over you.
Women are sharing experiences with the hashtag MeToo on Twitter, which has spread to 85 countries.
KM FM News.
Labour's suspended an MP while claims about his behaviour in the past are investigated. Earlier in the week, Jared O'Mara apologised to his colleagues for sexist and homophobic comments he made more than a decade ago. Since then, there have been more claims against him, which he denies. Here's Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell.
New information has come to light, so quite rightfully, the Labour Party has acted swiftly. He's been suspended. There will be an investigation, and it's the same with anyone. If they haven't abided by the rules of the Labour Party, there will be sanctions applied.
A man's been airlifted to a London hospital with serious injuries after being hit by a car in Maidstone. It happened on Holland Road just before 7:30 this morning. Police are investigating. It looks like we could see a rise in interest rates possibly next week. Experts say there's a higher chance of it now we've had figures showing the UK economy grew by nearly 0.5% between June and September. That's more than expected. We've heard a top figure in the Tory party who sent a letter to universities asking them for a list of staff who are teaching Brexit, was doing it as part of research for a book. There's been massive anger about it, including from a Kent professor. Lucy's here with me. So why has there been such a fuss about this, Lucy?
Well, the issue is that Chris Heaton-Harris, who supports us leaving the EU, has been accused of pretty much intimidating lecturers. He insists he's committed to free speech, but some don't believe him, claiming he's trying to stop students and the staff teaching them having a proper debate about Brexit. Amelia Hadfield from Canterbury Christchurch Uni is one of those angry about the letter.
Despite the fact it's been disowned by Number 10 and most of his colleagues as well, I think it will ratchet up the tension already experienced by universities.
Okay, so what have his colleagues said?
Well, we heard from the universities minister earlier on. He said Chris Heaton-Harris was just researching this book you mentioned, but that he probably shouldn't have asked the question this way.
Thanks, Lucy.
KM FM.
KM FM News.
A man caught selling Class A drugs in Ramsgate on New Year's Eve last year has been jailed. Police found 35-year-old Christopher Bellow trying to hide under a bez at an address on Adelaide Gardens. He'll spend 7 years behind bars. Plans for an £80 million redevelopment of the old ABC cinema in Tunbridge Wells have been approved. A new boutique cinema will open on the same site below around 100 flats. Building work could start in the new year. Now, a teenager from Kent's been telling us about his dream to make it to the 2020 Paralympic Games. 18-year-old Matthew Robertson's always dreamed of cycling but is partly paralysed on his right side. He's now working on his strength training to help him get to Tokyo. Matthew says cycling's changed his life.
It's given me confidence to say to myself and to others that I can actually do things on my own, and I don't need the constant support of somebody being there. When people tell you you can't do something, you can turn around and say you can.
Well, coach Mel Young has been working with Matthew.
It's taken a long time to get to the point we are at now. The improvement every single week, every single session, there's always that little bit. I think the last probably 3 months is we've had real breakthrough of improvement in strength.
And a road in Halling has been named one of Britain's 30 spookiest streets. Stake Lane appears in the list put together by an online estate agent. Apparently no houses have been sold on it in the last year, with just 6 changing hands in the last decade.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Molly's got the latest for us this lunchtime.
Well, it looks like Gillingham defender Luke O'Neill could be available again this weekend. He's missed the last 6 games with an ankle injury, but he's come for a practice match without any problems. Staying with football, and there's reports ex-Southampton boss Claude Puel is in advanced talks to become the new Leicester coach. The Frenchman's been out of work since the summer. And there are more last 16 League Cup ties tonight. Under pressure, West Ham face Tottenham and Chelsea host managerless Everton.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.